We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Doc Insider.
Doc's going to pick it up, and here we go. Got him deep. He's open. He's got it. He's gone.
How about that?
And Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Duarte pulls up. Three ball. Bang.
I'm LJ Figueroa.
Oregon goes back to back for the fourth time in the last 6 years. The Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Foley three. Goal! And Foley bomb.
Mikesell fires and hits a three.
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
What a weekend.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Hump day! How are we going to get through the rest of the week? Well, we're going to answer that question here coming up on Duck Insider today. I'm inside the Country Financial Studio. Thanks for being with us. Scott Phillips is here, always running the show. Mitchell Lee, back in the OSN studio, always running the knobs. And well, we have a lot of interviews today. In fact, normally, and you maybe saw the tweet that I sent out from the Oregon Sports Network Twitter account, we would be talking with Rob Mosley today, but we decided to give Rob the day off. Well, we gave Rob the day off because we have so many interviews to get to. That's right. We're going to talk with Matt Ulmer, Oregon volleyball head coach. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to talking with Matt because, one, we have something kind of funny planned for him that he doesn't know about yet. Two, number 10 national seed for Oregon volleyball. They will travel to Omaha on Monday, play next Thursday against either Notre Dame or Army. Super interesting. Army is 6-2 this year. Yeah, Army is 6-2, and they're in the postseason. It's unprecedented. This is the weird year that it's been. Also, yesterday, we did not have a Duck Insider with Oregon baseball in action. That's why we have so many interviews for you today. Kayvon Thibodeau, we're going to hear from him. We're also going to talk with Mario Cristobal and Verone McKinley. And we have a ton of pro day interviews that we will do our best to get for you as well. So I'll tell you what, I'm just going to get out of the way and let's just get into some interviews, shall we? I mean, the Ducks were in pads for the first time yesterday. So as Rob Mosley said in his Quack Minute, it sounded a little different out there. Well, Kayvon Thibodeau, I think, also sounds a little bit different and more mature heading into this season. He's a leader for this defense. He's also changing positions a little bit. Kayvon Thibodeau talking about that and more as he met with the media as we give you updates on spring football with KT.
Well, first, I think I've transitioned more into an outside linebacker. I'm not so much a DN. For me personally, well, really the whole room, you know, no one's putting a hand in the dirt anymore, even though, you know, half of us weren't in the first place. But now we're all pretty much standing up wide nines. I think the biggest changes are that we get to – it's more about getting the job done, and it's more about, you know, we get a little bit more freedom on how we can play certain techniques, but still lining up in the same position and making it look different. Like, I could play the inside from the outside, or I could still play the outside. So it kind of gives you, you know, a little more breathing room.
Kayvon, when we first spoke with Tim DeRuiter, he mentioned that he would lean on kind of his experience working with Von Miller at Texas A&M in terms of coaching you. What goes through your mind when you hear that comparison, and what's your first impression of how the transition's going through three practices?
Well, honestly, I think it was great just because, you know, once I really took pride in pass rushing, Von Miller's the premier guy to look at. Even though I have a different body type than him, he's a technician when it comes to it. So, but even before I met Coach DeRuiter, I was still watching Von Miller. I was still learning, you know, watching it. And then when I met him, I just had to go back and watch that Texas A&M tape, you know, and, you know, see what he was doing. But just as far as me personally, I've been, you know, working on standing up, working on my get-offs. Everything now is from actually like a linebacker position, linebacker stance, linebacker, you know, type mind. So I've kind of just been transitioning into actually learning the whole scale of the coverage, you know, not just being a D lineman, but, you know, there are instances where I still do play DN and I still do play, you know, the B gap or the four eye. But for the most part, yeah, I've been learning the coverage side of it, the, you know, more pass rush techniques, you know, getting out of a 2-point stance and changing my feet and, you know, different moves and stuff like that.
Kayvon, how much experience did you have playing an outside linebacker position, like in high school, maybe in youth ball, and how much of an adjustment is it just playing standing in terms of just getting, I mean, that seems like a small thing, but it is different, right?
Yeah, it's a lot different. I mean, for me, I could never, like, tackling in space, open field tackling has never been one of my strong suits, but now I got a home more into it, you know, just being off the ball, having to come up and make tackles, you know, short stride, long stride. The great thing is I've always been athletic, so I still do the drills that suffice for linebacker. I still am able to do all of the drills, and, you know, I've been working on those my whole life just because I've been this big. But, yeah, I think for me, playing DN kind of – it didn't put me in a box, but it did, because it kind of like dumbed down my technique and dumbed down my footwork and dumbed down everything that I was doing. So now I can kind of, you know, all my offseason work is actually being put to use and being put to work, you know, with the coverage jobs and the different techniques I can do.
Coach DeRuiter was saying he wanted to find a way to use the full range of everything you could do, not just as a pass rusher, but everything. How do you like the way this defense has kind of transitioned with its use of you, with what you've seen so far with under Coach DeRuiter?
I mean, Coach DeRuiter does have a great plan in place. One of my goals is to try to win the Heisman. So he honestly just puts me in more positions to make plays. And a lot of guys, honestly, not just me, but, you know, we're in position to actually make plays. So now, you know, versus the last 2 years, you probably would have never seen me catch a pick, but, you know, that time is coming, you know, just with the coverage and with being able to bang verticals and run with guys and man a tight end and, you know, play coverage and cover a lot of ground. So, you know, I'm really become, you know, kind of like the glue, you know, really I'm like the bigger Jamal Hill, honestly.
Earlier, you just mentioned that, you know, you have a little bit more freedom to kind of operate and work at your own discretion. How have you just been kind of honing the mental side of that to make sure that, you know, the moves you make are the right moves, or when you are deciding to do something at yours while you're on the field?
Well, one thing that we have to focus on a lot is our keys and our basically, you know, like Verone said, our adjustments. So for me, one thing we do now a lot that we didn't do as much was we change our alignment and we change, you know, what we do depending on the sets of the offense. So, you know, for me right now, it's kind of just really just replaying and going over it on what am I doing versus, you know, this formation versus, you know, a two back set versus a back to the boundary, back to the field, tight end, you know, split zones. It's a lot of football terminology, but, you know, just basically honing in on what I have to do versus, you know, the offensive formation.
Kayvon, you know, one of the stories of this team, I feel like when we're looking at the defense is, you know, you are the premier pass rusher, but I think what can really take the team to the next level is getting another pass rusher. You know, are there some guys that you think might be in a good position to do that this spring ball?
the whole D-line. I mean, from Brandon Dorlus to Christian Williams to I mean, you got the paper. You know all of them. I mean, everybody is firing at all cylinders. If you ask me, I feel like this is the best defense, the best team that that probably Oregon has ever seen. A lot of guys are coming back, and a lot of guys are – well, they came back already, and they're filling in and they're stepping up. And they're not just, you know, stepping into the role. They're fully embellishing it and fully being the exemplar of, you know, the techniques and what we need to do. So I wouldn't even – I mean, honestly – If I could bet on it, I would say we'd have multiple guys in the D line for the D line of the year or the defensive players of, you know, the conference.
Yeah, Kayvon, Verone really talked up the competition in spring ball right now. You've been through a couple here at Oregon. How would you describe the competition level right now in camp?
I mean, I feel like now it's a lot more technical, and it's a lot more, you know, there's a difference between rah-rah and hype and all of that and actual competition, you know? So, I mean, from the levels of the ones, the twos, and the threes on defense, there's a competition with just the defense in itself, and then there's that offense and defense competition. So, you know, I mean, when you come off – like, just for example, when I run off the field, I instantly have a guy, you know, a younger dude, Braden Swenson, anybody either correcting me or telling me what I could have did or, you know, vice versa. When they come out, we're instantly – helping each other and figuring out how we could be better and how we can improve or what we did wrong, whether it's running to the ball or, you know, thudding up, whatever it is, we're making the little adjustments and little critiques as we go, you know, and we're playing fast, we're playing physical, and we're having fun.
How many more personnel packages does Coach DeRuiter have, and who else is working with you at the Joker, and who's at the Sam?
It's a lot of us right now in our whole room, the Joker and the Sam in one. I mean, it's me, Adrian Jackson, Jaden Averett, and then on the other side, we got Mace Funa, we got Jake Shipley, we got Trevin May, who else we got? Yeah, we got a lot of guys, and honestly, the development of our depth is going to be our biggest asset, you know, this spring.
Okay, but what was the origination in terms of playing more outside linebacker? Was that fully Tim DeRuiter comes to you and says, hey, I see you fitting this way better? Or did you have some input and kind of maybe playing standing a little bit more than with a handout?
I mean, it wasn't necessarily like him telling me that I had to play the position or me telling me I wanted to play the position. It was just kind of the smartest thing for me, you know. In a sense, I'm a body type. My body will probably get to 260 at most. You know, I would never be like a 270, 280 type guy. So it'll just be smarter, and I'm more explosive. It'll just be smarter for me to be versatile and to play the edge. And honestly, who wouldn't want to play the edge? If you could give me any position, this is what I want to do, just because it's like you have the most impact on the game. And it takes a, I feel like playing this position, it takes a, how do you want to say it? It takes a leader. And it takes somebody who's when the back is against the wall, can figure it out and can keep playing and can bring it. So I feel like that I've learned a lot, and I've been able to step into this position and actually, you know, be a leader and really help my team and be the light through that dark tunnel, you know, to help us get out. So, I mean, it was just a group effort, a group idea, you know, it wasn't anybody in particular.
Kayvon, I know it's a little bit a ways away right now, but a lot of people have the Ohio State game at the Shoe circled on their calendar. You guys have kind of been playing some big teams to kind of see where you measure up. What do you think is going to be the biggest key for you guys to kind of, you know, really come to play in that game?
I mean, once you watch enough football, you'll learn the line of scrimmage wins the game. So whoever wins the line of scrimmage is going to win the game. And that's just, even if they end up throwing the ball the whole game, whoever wins the line of scrimmage is going to win. So That's kind of my take on it. It's marked down on my calendar too, but you know, we got to start with game one. So we really got to start with practice tomorrow. So, you know,
there you go. You got to love that. Start with practice tomorrow if you're Kayvon Thibodeau, right? Also, great question coming from Anitra. Will there be a women's clinic this year? I do not know the answer to that. I will do my best to find out. If so, I would imagine it will probably be virtual in some way. That's just my guess, but I don't know for sure if there's a women's clinic planned, but sure hope so. It's usually a pretty darn fun event. We still got Mario Cristobal to come, Verone McKinley as well, and I do want to offer my congratulations to Tony Stubblefield, the Oregon men's basketball associate head coach, now named the head coach at DePaul. And Stubbs, man, we're going to miss you. Did a lot for Oregon basketball in the last 11 years, but it's his time to shine. His time to shine as a head coach at DePaul. So good luck to Coach Stubblefield. Coming up next, we're going to be wishing good luck to Matt Ulmer and the Oregon volleyball team. He'll join us after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Joining us on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line is none other than the Oregon volleyball head coach, Matt Ulmer. Coach, congratulations on what has been an awesome season so far, earning the number 10 national seed for postseason. Congrats, coach. That's got to feel pretty good, and hopefully you're still playing for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's exciting. We're thrilled to be able to go to Omaha and represent Oregon and have more experiences, create new memories, and get a chance to be a part of it this year.
How many times are you going to be saying Omaha in a Peyton Manning voice over the next 2 weeks or so?
I don't know if anyone around me would know what I'm saying, but in my head, that's what it's happening.
Wait. You know, what do you mean no one would know what you're saying? I feel like everyone knows that reference.
I mean, not. I'll try it with my wife. Let's see if she knows it. And then if she does, then we'll go from there.
That's legit. That's understandable. Let's go back in time, if we could, a little bit, just to talk about some context of this season, Coach. I think it's always fun to take a look back when you head into postseason. You know, what have you made of your season so far? I'll just ask kind of a general question. Season so far, keys to your success, and how do you look back on the season right now?
There's so much growth. You know, so much development in just so many ways, you know, skill wise, physically, but just mentally, emotionally, you know, how we've handled ourselves as a team has just been really impressive to watch. You know, they're becoming adults, you know, like real legit adults, and they're becoming professionals. And again, that's the whole part is how long will that take? And just every day I just see more and more, and we're just starting to do things at a higher level more consistently. So, just really proud of how we've handled everything that's gone on this year, all the challenges that have been presented. I think we've done it as a group, as a team. And I think that's what gives us a great opportunity here to go, put our best foot forward.
How proud of your team were you after dropping that match against Arizona State? And then you come back and you win in pretty emphatic fashion. Now, what was that like this past week to kind of flip that page quickly?
Yeah, I think that's really important because it's easy for your brain to go back to, oh my gosh, we're not good, and we can't do this or whatever. And I think, you know, maybe in 2019, you know, you kind of get stuck there longer. And here in our team meeting the next morning after we lost Thursday, it was more like, wow, we just played bad. You know, we just weren't very good. And that, you know, that wasn't like us. And we just won't do that again. You know, and here's how we're going to fix it. And it was just very like matter of fact. And team took ownership and just, you know, said like, you know, to a person, I can do this better and I'll do it for you. And like I said, just very adult-like. You know, obviously, you know, you never want to lose. You never want to play poorly, but it happens. And so just understanding that we're just going to do better. And we did. We rebounded really well. And I thought, you know, we did a lot of really great things that gave us confidence moving forward.
You know, that's super interesting that you say that. I was just listening to you talk about how maturing is so important. You know, I feel like maybe that's a great example of just like every team, right? As a team gets older, you know, that's why they always say experience wins, right? That you grow up a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, massive. Again, the whole you don't know what you don't know type thing. And I really think that's the truth. And again, so now for this group, you know, this is now uncharted territory for a lot of our team being in the playoffs.
Sure.
And I think one of the differences this year is, you know, kind of going into the bubble is it's uncharted territory for everybody. So it's kind of maybe more even playing field than what we would normally have. But, you know, we only have Brooke and Taylor Barup who played in 2018, you know, on that team. Carson and Kylie were a part of it, but we're redshirting that year. You know, so just a lot of new pieces that are going to get the chance to see what this whole thing's about. And I'm just really excited that they get to be a part of it.
He's Matt Ulmer. He's the Oregon Volleyball head coach. As the Ducks are going to play now next week, traveling out to Omaha, I believe you said on Monday when we last talked, right, Coach? Right.
Yep.
So you got some days to get ready. What's the focus in practice here the next few days as you get ready to play either Army or Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, preparing for both of them and the challenges that they bring. But, you know, again, like it's kind of been all year for us, is just really working on ourselves and seeing if we can just continue to grow and get better. You know, again, our offensive connection was so much better on Saturday than it was on Thursday. And again, I would like for that to just continue to grow in consistency, you know, just shot selection to a person, service pressure, like we've talked about. You know, and then our blocking continually getting, you know, more consistent, stable, and aggressive. So if we can continue to do some of those things, then again, I like our position going in.
So you think it's going to be a pretty even playing field, like just with the unprecedented nature? You kind of mentioned that earlier. I want to follow up on that. It is a little bit of an odd deal this year, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no home court. You know, everybody's just going to the same place. Everybody's in the same, you know, everybody's in a hotel room eating kind of the same food and doing, you know, it's like you're just, you know, you don't have a good practice time slot, but nobody does. I mean, just your hours are gonna be weird. I mean, it's just, you know, it's all going to be very different, but it's going to be like that for everybody. So, you know, again, we've handled adversity pretty well. So I like us, you know, dealing with that moving forward. And, you know, I feel like we're prepared.
What do you make of the field? I mean, as the bracket was being unveiled and now that you have a chance to look at it, you know, what do you make of the field? A lot of Pac-12 teams in it again.
Yeah, it pretty much went how I thought it would go. Again, when you're just kind of looking at the eye test, you know, and then the people that whose eyes are being used, you know, here's how you can kind of see things going. In the Big Ten and our conference this year, there was kind of a clear cutoff line between like the top six from the Big and the top five from the Pac, and then a little bit of drop off as far as record went. So I thought that would kind of make that pretty clear, and it did. And then again, there weren't that many at-larges to give out, so that took a big bulk of that. But I thought we were placed pretty fairly for where I thought we would be. And, you know, again, I don't care. If you get into the round of 32 and beyond, you're playing good teams from there on out, right?
Sure.
So I'm just excited to go play them, and we're used to playing really good competition in our conference, so let's get after it.
Matt Ulmer, the Oregon Volleyball head coach, joining us. So a week from today, Notre Dame and Army will play, and the Ducks get the winner coming up on Thursday with a time to be determined. So keep track of everything via the Oregon Volleyball social media channels. Hey, quickly aside, has anybody ever told you that you sound like Joey Harrington?
Never.
So I had a fan email me this weekend, Mike, and he goes, hey, next time you have Coach Ulmer on, you got to ask him, does anybody ever tell him that he sounds like Joey Harrington? Apparently you do.
Is that a good thing?
I think so.
Thank you, then.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think it's a great thing. So yeah.
I can't throw a ball like him, but
well, but maybe you could hit a volleyball like him. I mean, you know, You can do a good interview like him.
Now I kind of want to see how well he can hit a volleyball.
Well, I mean, maybe we're onto something. We'll have to.
I'll throw a football. He hit a volleyball, and let's see what we got.
So how do you measure? So, like, for you throwing a football, is it how fast you throw it? Is it how far you throw it? And then for him, is it how hard he hits the ball? I mean, how do we measure this?
I think you could come up with that. I'm good with whatever. I can distance football.
Okay, I'm on to something. I mean, I'm looking at our Joey Heisman poster here in the studio right now, and I don't know. Both good looking dudes. I guess that's the comparison, right?
Joey.
See?
You're too sweet. I'm blushing.
Aww.
Thanks, bud.
Matt Ulmer's the Oregon volleyball head coach, the number 10 national seed for the Ducks heading to the postseason. Coach, I won't get a chance to talk to you again, I don't think, before you travel. So safe travels to Omaha. And, man, just best of luck. I hope you're coming back after a few more wins.
Look forward to that. Thank you.
All right. Matt Ulmer, the Oregon volleyball head coach. He's trying to do like a smile, like a, man, Joey, I can't believe you. God, I totally threw you off with that, didn't I?
I just don't like it when you're nice to me. It feels weird.
Huh. All right.
It's awkward. I don't know.
Sure. I understand. It's just
you call me cute. I don't know. Yeah.
Matt Ulmer, Oregon volleyball head coach. The Ducks playing next week in the postseason. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Rob Mosley. We got to talk a little baseball, too. So keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whatever, Joseph.
Dear Freedom, Toyota hybrids say, let's go faster and further with 10 hybrid models to choose from and tons of top tech. The best part? Every Toyota hybrid offers an extended hybrid battery warranty for 10 years or 150,000 miles. So let's go places, Toyota hybrids.
For Toyota hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and fuel cell and battery electric vehicles beginning with model year 2020, the hybrid HV battery is covered for 10 years from original date of first use or 150,000 miles, whichever comes first. Coverage is subject to terms and conditions of your new vehicle-related warranty. See owner's warranty and maintenance guide for details.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Sack!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Doug Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. We're still laughing about Coach Ulmer. We totally threw him off. We totally took a left turn with Coach, and I'm still looking up there. I mean, now that we've had the conversation, Scott just said during the break, like, no, he kind of does. He kind of sounds like him. Is that true? Is it true? Does he? Scott says so. Could that be a younger Matt Ulmer in the Joey Heisman poster? I mean, it's possible. A clean-shaven Matt Ulmer?
He sounds similar.
He does sound a little bit like him.
Yeah. Well, so, to Ulmer or Joey?
Yeah. So to Mike, who sent me that email this weekend, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Meanwhile, let's get back to some spring football. Oregon football head coach Mario Cristobal met with the media yesterday. We were on the air doing baseball, so we didn't have a Duck Insider. So we're getting to it a little bit later, but so a lot of valuable stuff that you want to hear from Coach Cristobal, as yesterday was the first day the Ducks were in pads. Coach Cristobal talking about that and more.
I want to start off first by wishing all the luck in the world to all our sports teams. Got a lot of big games right now this week and this weekend as well. Sorry, there's a little thing popping up here. And certainly a very busy and a very important week for all of our teams. And then for us today, gotten pads for the first time. And it was awesome. It was a really intense practice. Worked a lot of different situations, primarily third down, but certainly really emphasizing technique and fundamentals. The importance of ball security, knocking the ball out, also creating negative plays, forcing turnovers. A lot of one-on-one, two-on-two, five-on-four competitions, creating competitions, creating battles at several positions. Actually ran three groups of guys and alternated guys with just about all the groups playing different combinations and having different guys work together and experimenting to see what we can come up with to help our football team get better. And then close it out with a lot of coverage drill work with our special teams, where we feel that, again, with the addition of some new talent, with some of our guys getting healthier, we should be a vastly improved special teams unit. So,
Mario, Coach DeRuiter and Moorhead have both talked about like how much that they've been able to pick up from you during their time here. And I'm just curious, having two former head coaches, like what have you been able to glean off of them? And then how does that actually impact like even planning like a practice in April? Like does that have you picked up anything from them in terms of how they were able to schedule things and so on?
Oh, without a doubt. And you got Bobby Williams too, you know, a third head coach. So there's we have a really good think tank in there. And what you're able to do is, you know, we've all been at different places and we see things a certain way. At the end of the day, it has to be in a way that helps our players get better, improve, and for us to win football games. So we have a blueprint, one that we strongly believe in. And as we sit there and tweak things here and there, there's just a lot of similarities, a lot of carryover. But absolutely, I learned a lot from all those guys. Those guys have been in the trenches. They've been in the tough situations. They've been on teams that have had to rebuild themselves. They've been on teams that have been championship programs. And so they've seen it. They've seen a lot. So there's a lot of bouncing ideas off of each other. There's a lot of meeting time that we spend together just trying to find ways to improve everything. So, yeah, they are they're invaluable, and their experience is more than just X's and O's. They've, you know, with their own kids, right, you know, growing up and whatnot. So, yeah, they're a tremendous we're blessed, man. We're really blessed.
Coach, last year, a lot of six-person rotation on that offensive line. Talking to Coach Mirabal the other day, he was saying – that he's seeing maybe even much deeper than that heading into this next season. Talk about what you're seeing from the offensive line in terms of depth.
Big bodies that move really fast with explosiveness. They get their feet in the ground, get particularly that second step in the ground and play with a flat back and get their hands inside and can block low to high. As you guys know, Coach Mirabal is a phenomenal teacher, and you've got a really good chunk of guys that are earning themselves into playing time and really ramping up the competition across the board, giving us versatility, allowing us to elevate the standard at which we operate. And the best part about it is these older guys, they are doing a really good job with the younger guys, getting them trained up, understanding the importance of being early and taking care of your body, watching extra film, how to study film, how to even study your individual drill film, and how that carries over to how you perform in unit drills. And then, of course, the team settings. I do see that. I do see that, and I see it because it's just they have invested time, and the results are shown already. Now, it's the first day in pads, so I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I think of the guys that were here a year ago, and I'm going to refer to my sheet because I have some stuff I want to hit on. The older guys are doing a really good job, and then you look at the younger guys that got here last year during the pandemic, like a Jonathan Dennis, you know, and how well he's doing right now, Marcus Harper. You know, Jalen Jeffers is progressing great. Big Faope, you know, who came in at a certain weight and has trimmed himself down where he's made himself a really good football player. You know, Logan Sagapulo, who's also trimmed himself down and plays with massive power, really powerful guy that can really put a dent in the line of scrimmage. And of course, you know, these young guys are very heralded. It's they warrant that type of, you know, hype and whatnot, because they are highly, highly skilled guys that are going to help us win this year. So, yeah, it's been a great three working days with those guys, watching them perform, watching them push each other.
Yeah, Mario, Verone was talking a lot about how the competition is maybe at an all-time high from him, in his perspective, since he's been here. What have you seen from the competition, and how useful can that be as a tool to just get the best out of your program in a time like this where it's just all skill development?
Well, I do want to mention Verone because he's taken his level up another notch or two and showed with a, he actually had himself a pick six today, and the way he's pushing himself and pushing others, it's contagious. So what do I see? I do see that. And that's the goal of when you go out and recruit your roster, you want to build it with guys that can push the guys in front of them and, or the guys that they're coming in to play with. And you want to see them compete and embrace competition the right kind of way, understanding that that's the only way everyone's going to get better. You see here in our building, competition is a really welcome thing. It's not a, I've been at places where it's kind of postured the wrong way. Well, someone's here to maybe take your job and whatnot. It's like, no, we're here to make sure that we maximize our ability to get the best out of each other. That goes for coaches too. It has to be that way. You know, it's not solely for the players. It's the DNA of the entire program. And now, you know, going into this season and going into spring ball with the way that we did things in the fourth quarter, that's what you see. And you see it at a high level. That's going to pay dividends. It's going to pay dividends. We're excited about it.
Mario, Kayvon was saying one of his goals this year is to win the Heisman Trophy, which obviously is an incredible goal to have, especially for a defensive player. What does that say just about his confidence, and do you think that would be possible for a defensive player in today's age?
I think it's very possible for a defensive player, and I think, you know, the thing about KT, he's a high achiever, and he wants to be around guys that are into high achievement standards. And he sees himself as limitless. We feel the same way. Sky's the limit for him. And, you know, if you look at it, he played a year and then really a half a season, right? His best football is still ahead of him. His body is continuing to grow larger, stronger, more explosive, more flexible. His football IQ continues to increase. You know, Coach DeRuiter's got a tremendous amount of experience. He's coached some really high-level edge players before. And all that right there, the combination of all those things, and with a guy that wants to win championships, it's exactly what you want for your football team. So, yeah, he's pushing himself. He's pushing others. I know the tackle, edge, the one-on-one, the five-on-four, two-on-two stuff that we do is really fun to watch. I'm really looking forward to getting in there today and dissecting that film and seeing how these guys got after each other from an effort standpoint, a technique standpoint, how they play with pad level, how they just try to absolutely just get after each other to make each other better. So, yeah, all the above and then some with all the things you said about KT.
Man, we've got more to come. Heard from Kayvon Thibodeau. You heard him talking, too, about and referencing Verone McKinley. We're going to hear from him coming up on the show as well. A lot of spring football updates on today's Duck Insider, and we're going to get a quick timeout and then continue hearing from Mario Cristobal on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Mario Cristobal, brought to you by the Wyoming Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with cancer care you can count on. Every head coach interview this year brought to you by our friends at WVCI. Mario Cristobal, part two of him chatting with the media, giving you some updates on spring football practice.
Mario, with Sean now out, and you guys are now, you talked about in competition drills and pads, how difficult and kind of how have you been managing the running back reps with just a couple of scholarship guys on campus right now?
Yeah, well, you know, the guys that are on scholarship have done a great job. You know, Cross Patton has done a really good job as well. And, you know, we're trying to make our team more versatile. So we have experimented with some things formationally, personnel-wise, put guys in that role right there that have probably done it in high school a significant amount but haven't seen that position in a long time, to be able to continue to practice but also have a contingency plan should something like this, you know, happen during the season. You know, obviously we expect our guys to be healthy come season time and whatnot, but it's at the same time, you know, this does give us the opportunity to plug in certain guys back there that we feel not only are just there to help us practice, but if something does happen where we need them there, that they can actually perform.
With a lot of the new faces on the staff, especially on the defensive side, who on the defensive side has stepped up as the leaders for the players?
Oh, man. Well, you had a couple of them earlier on here. Those guys really stand out. I think Mace Funa's leadership is really starting to show. I think Brandon Dorlis's leadership is starting to show. I see really good flashes of play by Keon and by Suave. Going right down the line, the linebackers, you know, those guys have really stepped up. Isaac Slade and Noah. Drew Mathis has done a really good job. On the back end, I can't say enough about DJ James and the way that he is pushing himself, the way he is performing. You know, Happel, man, my man Happel, he finds a way to get to the ball and makes plays, doing a really, really good job. Not only him playing, but also leading others. Mikel Wright is now really committing himself to changing his body and getting bigger and getting stronger because he's a very dynamic player. And if he's going to play, you know, as many downs as we expect him to play and jump back there in the kicking game, we got to continue to build him up. So I love seeing, you know, Jackson LaDuke out there, healthy, ready to go. Justin Flo's right on the cusp of doing that as well. So I know your question was about leadership, but I want to take the opportunity to mention a couple guys that have stood out. But these guys are pushing. And I thought it was neat that they always find a way to bring the focus back to building, you know, our football family stronger through the ability to get together and meet and practice and all this stuff, which is, again, lost time of last year that we can't make up, but we could certainly go forward and make the most of.
Yeah, just what was the decision-making process between moving Kayvon into more of an outside linebacker role and just how you think he's performed in that role with different responsibilities so far this spring?
Oh, I think what we're talking about is a certain package as opposed to what he's going to be doing full-time. There's a lot of things he's going to be doing. And springtime for us is a time for us to experiment, different personnel groups, putting guys in different positions, trying different techniques. You will see KT doing what he does, what you've seen him do, and you'll see him do it often. So I wouldn't worry about that too much.
One, are all the Saturdays going to be scrimmages starting this week? Are you waiting a week? When will that start? And just what's the rotation with the ones in terms of just big picture? And
well, the first part, in terms of the quarterbacks themselves, and well, let's go back to the scrimmage part. We're going to practice. We're going to have a regular practice Saturday. We will end it with some live plays of football. So there'll be live tackling in it, but it won't be an entire day dedicated to scrimmaging because we still have to plug in certain situations to give our players a chance. And in fairness to them, You need to install your high red zone, your low red zone stuff, your short yards, your goal line stuff, your third down packages, your multiple personnel groupings to make sure that when we do get to those situations that they're repping what we're going to do. So that's why we're not having a full blowout scrimmage. In terms of the quarterbacks and the repetition, I'll start with Robbie because, yeah, Robbie is splitting time with baseball and football. And we have to manage those hours. And it's like to the T. So tons of credit to him academically, what he's accomplished, and the ability to do both. On weekends, right now, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but he will be playing baseball. He has sometimes even had to split the days. And we try to get him around when we have our team period so he could work with the different units and actually play football and not just be there for individual time. So it's quite a challenge. Robbie's done really well with it, and he's progressed very well. Right now with the ones, Anthony has taken every rep with the ones so far, and we've been moving around the guys that have been taking the reps with the twos. And we feel that they deserve that. After Saturday, when I say Saturday, after next Saturday when we scrimmage, is when we'll really start looking at, okay, how do the reps have to go going forward? Right now, we feel this is the best way to make our team better.
Can you confirm the transfer of Andrew Faliu?
Well, he's in the transfer portal, so I can confirm that.
Have you been able to get any film on the actor who played a young Mario Cristobal a couple weeks ago on the Young Rock?
I have not watched film, okay? I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming, but I have not had a chance to watch. I guess I should, you know, because I know you'll be ready for me again next time I'm on this thing. So I'll check it out for you. I'll break it down for you. He better be a strapping, handsome young man with tremendous just explosiveness and the ability to block people. Okay. And hopefully that's what we got, but Hollywood is Hollywood. So I don't know, man.
They have you essentially ending his career in the Oklahoma drill. Is that accurate?
I could only block James like that. I think we'd have a heck of a chance. You know what I mean? No, Dwayne is a good friend and certainly was a great teammate at the time. And I'll get a chance to watch all that stuff and, you know, hopefully catch up on it some other time. Good days back in the day. Won a lot of football games, great experience with some great coaches and a lot of stuff that we actually use nowadays in our program. So I'll check it out for you, buddy.
That was pretty funny, wasn't it? I haven't gotten a chance to watch that show. I've heard that it's actually pretty funny. You know, I mean, Dwayne Johnson, he does a lot of different things in Hollywood. I've heard it's pretty funny, but I didn't realize until Tyson Alger from The Athletic asked that question that Coach Cristobal was going to be featured. I feel like, I guess, that's something I should have thought about. But, yeah, it's kind of cool, right? You know, I mean, hey, and as Coach said, it's Hollywood. All right, we're going to hear from Verone McKinley. He met with the media as well, talking all things Ducks. Verone McKinley really broke it all down for us. He's a very cerebral player, Verone McKinley, and you hear that every time he talks to the media.
Verone, tell us a little bit about how much terminology has been held over. Coach Ruder was telling us a little bit that some stuff has been held over from the previous defense. How much has, and what has the learning process been like in the install?
Definitely some different terminology, but just making sure you put things in categories, it hasn't been too hard, I would say. I think it's another solid defense, and I think we'll be ready. We've enjoyed it so far. I feel like a lot of guys are locked in, and mentally I feel like we've elevated just learning defenses and understanding concepts and things like that. I feel like as a whole collective, as a defense, we've gotten better at that. So I think the transition has been pretty smooth.
Yeah, Verone, I know we've talked about just kind of the inconsistency of last year with not knowing there would be a season or would there, then there's shortened season. And it seems like as things are slowly getting back to normal, this spring ball period kind of seems a little bit more like it. Is that a noticeable difference for you guys when it feels a little bit more normal than what the fall was?
Definitely. We've kind of, you know, we're kind of used to everything. So, like, making sure we keep our mask on and socially distance. I mean, things are getting better, but like we can't take our foot off the pedal yet. But definitely it's been pretty back to normal, I would say. I'm sure there's more steps we got to take to fully get there, but we're excited. Things have been going normal, workouts, officially having spring ball again, and we're having fun with it. So
Verone, Keith and Andy had been here for a long time. Well, you'd been here most of the time. You've been here. Talk about not seeing them around and kind of how have Coach DeRuiter and Marcel Yates kind of integrated themselves and kind of just from a person-to-person basis kind of built these relationships early on?
Well, that's the nature of college football. There's always movement, especially when you do well. So, you know, things happen. But Coach DeRuiter and Coach Yates done a great job already. I feel like the guys we're all good with them, and we know that what they're doing and teaching us, we're applying it. You can see it on the field. And Coach Yates recruited me when I was a freshman, so I've known Coach Yates for a while now. So even that transition has been pretty smooth, and just understanding what we need to get better at as a whole collective DB unit and to improve on that this upcoming season.
Verone, you guys have had some time to think about last season and look at what to improve on for this coming season. When you look at the defensive back unit, what do you think the unit as a whole needs to improve on for this coming season?
Honestly, I would say everything from tackling, stickier coverage, communication, everything. I think this group is special. I'm going to say it now. I think this group is special. We have a lot of guys who have played a lot of football and a lot of young guys that are stepping up and look like they can make an impact this upcoming season. So really improving everything, because I feel like it's hard to just pinpoint one thing. But playing collectively as a unit, communicating to everybody across the field, not just one side communicating to one and the other, it makes it a collective thing. We're all communicating, and that way I feel like our play will increase. So,
Verone, there's going to be a lot of new faces in the secondary this year. Just your thoughts on the leadership there from you, and also Brian Addison playing safety. What have you seen from him?
Well, for me, I mean, I feel like I kind of took that step last year of taking on that leadership role. And now, I feel like I'm the general back there. I got to be the guy. I got to feel like I have that responsibility on my shoulders, and I put it on my plate in order to make sure that we're leading this defense, as I feel like we're the guys that make everything go. If we don't perform well, then the front can't get home. So it works hand in hand. And then for Brian Addison, Scoop, Jalen Davies, different guys, I mean, they've done a great job already just making that transition. You can tell they're special guys already, and they don't look normal. You can tell they're not normal. They're making that transition and understanding the speed is a little different from high school to college. So those guys have done a great job, and they're improving day by day.
You guys made a big jump a couple years ago. I know it was a different system last year, but there was some slippage in rankings last year. What do you feel like the biggest couple things are that you guys want to fix and do better this year compared to last year?
Okay, so I'll answer the second question first. I would think it's our mental side. I don't think it was the physical. I think mentally, as a defense, we had to lock in more. And I think with so much going on, it was like, what are we doing, whatever. And I feel like this year we've had the mindset meetings. We've trained for a full 6 weeks or whatever it is. We haven't had any issues with COVID or anything like that. So I feel like this year, going into this year, we're all the way locked in. Our bodies are right. People are healthy. Guys are mentally locked in and understanding the defense. So I feel like tying all that in together along with the pursuit and getting our hands on balls and running to the ball, all of that is going to help us increase to be that top tier defense that we all know we can be and want to be. And then two, we got our hands on a lot of balls today. We had some interceptions, ones, twos, threes, a lot of guys making plays. I'm not going to call anything out. Me and AB have been going back and forth since the beginning. So I kind of got them today. So that was exciting. So we had a good practice, but just trying to do that every day. The offense gets some wins too. I'm not going to not give them credit. They get some wins in one-on-ones and some good catches, and they throw some good balls as quarterbacks. So just competing. I feel like this year, competing wise, just within the spring, it's really competitive. It's one of the more competitive spring balls I've had since I've been here. So it's been fun.
Verone, one of the talking points at this point last year was filling in the void left by Javon Holland. After we saw the emergence of Jamal Hill last year, you know, what have you seen from him so far, and what's it like to maybe have a little bit more certainty in that unit now?
Jamal's more comfortable. I would say he's comfortable now. He knows what he needs to do. He's played pretty much. He played all last year. So now it's taking that next step for him as to being dominant. It's all about being dominant after you kind of have that initial phase. So for him, he's done a great job. He looks like a vet out there, I would say. Even those little games, he looked like a vet. And then we have other guys as well, even with Bennett. Bennett can also do a great job there. And then young guys like Jeff Bassa. We have a good three deep of guys who can go in and make plays right now. So I think that being able to have that dependable depth, and with Jamal taking that next step and making everybody have to compete even harder to want to take that spot, it just makes it even better, because we want competition in the room. We want every day to be a competition and make it seem like not a position isn't certified. You got to work for it.
Considering the position that you play, and then also how much you like tape and diving into film as it is, when you get a new defensive coordinator or even a position coach, like, what was the first thing that you jumped into and just in looking them up?
Well, I kind of already knew who Coach Yates was, and then with Coach DeRuiter, I knew he was at Cal. So seeing some of that tape as well. But, I mean, it comes down to just understanding football and understanding concepts and coverages and blitzes and where your help is. So for me, I kind of went and took it upon myself to go back and just go through the basics, go through each adjustment, 2x2 to 3x1, formation to the boundary, empty. And I go through that, make the calls for each side of the field, and that's kind of how I learn it quicker. So to be able to make those calls, whether I'm in the boundary or whether I'm in the field or whether I'm at nickel. So that's just kind of how I break things down and understand it.
Vern, I wanted to follow up a little bit with Marcel and his time recruiting you on the trail. How'd you guys connect? What was it about him? And I guess just in terms of that transition to now you're playing for him, how kind of surreal is that? That somebody 3 or 4 years ago you might be playing for at Arizona, and now he's here.
It's been pretty cool. I mean, he's the same coach that recruited me when he was at Arizona. I mean, he hasn't changed, and now it's even cooler because, you know, when you get into that room and you get to go over a defense and go over techniques and in the scheme, it's a good mix of both. And I feel like we've been learning quick. I feel like the guys have really gravitated towards him and understand what he's talking about, and we're doing our best to implement that in practice, whether it's a little detail that he critiques us on or even the big things as a group. So it's been cool. It's been fun. He's a great coach and really does a great job with us. So I'm excited to display everything he's kind of helped us with this year.
I'm excited to see this team in action, man. Really looking forward to the spring game on May 1st as practice will continue for the Ducks. Up next, wrapping up a few other topics around Oregon athletics. It's Duck Insider, and we're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KFAM 2-Minute Drill to wrap things up today as we welcome you back to Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union in the Country Financial Studio. Again, congratulations to Coach Stubblefield heading off to be the head coach at DePaul. So Dane Altman looking for a new coach to join his staff. We're going to talk to Dane Altman coming up on the Monday edition of Duck Insider. He's going to meet with the media on Friday. Cole Hawker is the Pac-12 Men's Track Athlete of the Week. That's cool, man. Cole Hawker is I think it was Tobiah maybe a couple days ago on Facebook said Cole Hawker isn't human. He's not. I mean, we're seeing it. Earlier this week, he was honored as the men's national athlete of the week as well. Ducks just continue to reel in those rewards on the track and field side. For Oregon baseball last night, a 6-4 loss to Portland. Ugh. Stunk. But Gabe Matthews hit his 48th double of his career, most all-time. He passed Mitchell Tolman in the process. I thought we were going to have enough time to hear a little bit from Coach Wozniakowski, but the music means that we don't. And I'll tell you, you know what he said. You know what he said. It was a disappointing loss. Now the Ducks got to turn their attention to another in-state opponent with the Beavers in town on Friday. That's your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill. Menus and nutrition info at cafeyum.com. What a day. So many interviews. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. Tons more interviews. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See ya.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.